How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Susie, that was very earnest.
Was it?
Very in keeping with, I don't know, but maybe the newsagents?
Oh, was it?
I was being
very demure. I was being very mindful.
You were very demure, as ever.
Did I sound more like I'm a news person?
I thought that was very newsy, yeah. Very like, Hello, welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about this, and then straight in. Or my guest.
Sure.
Almost a bit Radio 4, actually.
Oh, great. I'd love that. Mm. And my guest today is Tom Allen, who, of course, you'll know as the MP for Chiswell Hurst.
Yes, lovely, lovely. Exactly like that.
So, Tom, tell us, what is the main issue with recycling collection in your area?
None at all. Very hot on recycling, actually, in the Bromley Borough.
Are you?
Mm. We're the greenest.
Indeed. Well, that's very good. Do you have food waste?
We've had it for years.
Do you know, we've not got it in Brighton. Isn't that terrible?
Brighton's never had it, yeah.
I know. And we've got a green MP. Call yourself green.
I know. Caroline Lucas used to get told off all the time.
Oh, I'm sure.
If she went to Brighton, yeah.
I think they do their best.
Hey.
Please,
you don't need to caveat it.
I don't need to caveat my support for the Green Party.
Yeah.
My broader support for the Green Party.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, maybe they expect you to do your own composting.
Oh, Tom, I don't have time to compost.
Well, I don't know.
Are you composting? I feel like maybe, have you got like a box that you bung it all in?
Yeah, I just bung it all in a box and hope
bung
it breaks
it
down. Yeah, but it takes time though. It does take time to get it all to break down. But,
I've seen that box.
Mm. Yeah, we
in
did
your garden.
Yeah.
I fannied about with it.
We fannied about with that. Yeah, it does take a long time. Like some of the hardier sticks and things do take a bit of time to break down. But I think I would like a more sort of established compost heap, maybe.
Yeah. Also, as your niece gets older,
yes,
I would imagine there will be more sticks brought to the house.
Is that a big part?
That's something I would say that in the next 12 months, be prepared for more sticks.
Well,
you just seem to accumulate sticks on the way home.
Okay.
You're going places. You might take
maybe
them with you.
Pick a stick. Okay.
Picking a stick is, we went through a phase of a collection of sticks just sort of in the front garden.
Okay.
And that was just sort of where they lived.
Okay.
It's got stones.
I was going to say stones have started to appear. I've noticed that. Yes. That's interesting.
Are they yours sort of magical ones or just old stones?
They're just, we don't know what their magical properties are at the moment, what charm.
I just would say be careful that it's not a Chiswell Hurst witch.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
If that's the thing.
Mm, well, if it is, now I know.
But yeah, I would say she'll be bringing back sticks.
Mm.
Sticks will become a bigger part of your life for maybe a year.
Sure. Okay. That's good to know. Good to know.
Just for your composting needs.
Okay. Probably great kindling for the barbecue, but maybe the young people don't like to see their collection.
I wouldn't say they're very knowledgeable when it comes to sort of how damp a stick might be.
Okay. They're not.
I think if you said to her, look, it needs to be dry, I think she would.
They'd struggle.
She'd have short shrift with that.
Mm, okay.
So that's just something I'm.
Oh, thank you for letting me know. Thank you for letting me know.
I thought you'd care. Tom, how's your week been?
Well, mine has been nice, thank you. I was in sort of Shepherd's Bush, Acton last week.
Clang.
Clang. And now I'm home. I found a lovely Japanese restaurant on the corner of the Shepherd's Bush Green.
What did you have?
Well, Alfie was with me, so I get overexcited when Alfie's with me because I start to overorder.
Yeah, because you like to try everything.
Mm, I like to try everything.
And you always say something, you're always obviously utterly charming to the wait staff, but you'll always say something like, they'll go to walk away and you'll say, what do you think of the mac and cheese? Is that nice?
Yeah. Yes,
you know, let's have one of those as well.
Yeah.
What do you like? Do you think that's a good order?
I do like to engage because, as somebody who spent many years as a waiter, I liked it when I was involved in the experience, as you can imagine.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Just anyone being nice. Because some people are so rude.
Some people can be very rude. I was actually praised on how polite I was in the hotel. Because I asked to change rooms. And then it wasn't possible. And I said, well, I just really like to change rooms because my partner's joining me. And so I'd like a bit more space. And they said, how polite I've been. I actually got a well done on engaging with the...
Oh my gosh. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
Like, did they change your room in the end?
No.
Oh, you should have shouted.
Yeah.
If you were less polite, if you seemed more aggressive, they might have taken you. They could push. What? This guy's a pushover.
They did change the room, I hasten to add. They were very nice about it all. But I think that's the case, isn't it? Some people seem to get stuff done, don't they? They get like, well, I'm not standing for this, and they get stuff done. Whereas if I ever take that approach, people are like, no, that's what we've got, or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, some people always manage to...
Yeah. Well, the thing is, well, first of all, it's never the person that you're talking to whose fault it is.
Which, true that. True.
Very often. Yeah. Very often. I mean, I'm sure sometimes it is, but more than often it's not. So I think, don't shoot the messenger. Sometimes if I'm getting very bad service from like a company or something, I will say, I do appreciate, Colin, this isn't your fault.
That's nice.
But this is such a pain in the ass.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I always think if you start shouting at someone and they can't do anything, you must feel very silly.
Well, yeah.
You've got so het up.
You've got yourself all wound up.
Oh, little one. And that is the worst thing to say to someone, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
Dad, if I get wound up, my dad will say to me, ooh, temper.
Oh, God.
And it... It's red rag to a ball. It is red rag to a ball.
Why is that? Like, just that, like, overwhelm?
Oh, I don't know. Because I think he used to say it when I was, like, a teenager. You know, when you're going through that angsty phase, you'd be like, oh, no one understands me. Yeah. Everything's so hard. Mm. And he'd go, oh, temper.
Oh, dear.
Oh, okay. It would really wind me up.
Yeah. But I've never had that from anybody public facing in a organization.
Oh, no. Say temper.
Temper, but it might be quite funny.
Mr. Allen, temper.
I think that sort of thing would calm me down. I think anybody who's like being a human being about it, I think is always what breaks it down, isn't it?
I think you're absolutely right. Were you polite in the Japanese restaurant?
Yes, absolutely. It was lovely.
Did they remark on your politeness?
No, I didn't get any praise, so I can't have been that polite. But we had a very nice meal. And we did overorder, as I say. But it was delicious. Everything was delicious.
I loved Japanese food.
Yeah, it was nice. Nice light Thursday night. Tea.
Treat,
yeah, exactly.
What did you do with your bank haul?
We went to Grandad Mick's 70th birthday party.
Clang.
Grandad Mick is on my brother's partner's side.
Sure.
And we went there and it was delightful. And I was so... This is an interesting question, I think. went to the bar, had a lovely time, felt enormously tired at one point, had a sleep. Fell asleep on the sofa for 20 minutes.
In someone else's house?
Yes.
I don't think that's super polite.
No. They said...
I think it's fine.
They said...
family, it's fine.
Well, they said... it was nice. They said, it shows you must have been comfortable.
Yeah, that's true.
And I thought...
Also, I can imagine that all of the family would have been like, oh, Tom's fallen asleep. He works so hard.
I hope that's what they said.
He's been burning the candle at both ends.
I hope that's what they said. Rather than, look at this rude prick coming around to our house, falling asleep.
Drinking booze and then falling asleep.
Drunk and then falling asleep. <in our home. laughs> But I did feel better for it.
Well, of course you did. It gave you a second wind.
It did give me second wind and then I was up and dancing.
Oh, very good.
Suze, tell me, how has your week been? How has your bank haul?
Oh, thank you for asking, Thomas. Do you know, well, last week was quite frantic. I hosted the red carpet at the Booker Prize.
Yes, I saw that. The International Booker, Suze.
The International
Booker. Wow, that's amazing. So tell me, what was that like? Who did you meet?
I met Dan from Bastille. He's a big reader. He was very nice.
Good at reading, yeah.
Good at reading. Good for him.
Which is funny because a lot of their songs are, isn't it like,
Yeah, they do have that one that goes, ba, 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 ba. But I think that's just the opening. I do think they have words later on.
Oh, fine. They do know words. Okay, fine.
I think so, yeah.
Just checking.
A few comedians that we'd know, writers, influencers, bookfluencers.
Oh, sure. Book talk. Oh.
But that was very nice.
Was it a nice meal? What did they have? I bet it was something with nice leaves on top.
Oh, do you know, it was a nice meal. Now, what was it? It was, I think, a burrata situation to start. Oh,
never goes amiss, does it?
Never goes amiss, a burrata situation. Then it was chicken. Then it was sort of like a distressed eaten mess. I don't mean distress. I mean...
Oh, my God.
My parents don't love me. They sent me away when I was six.
Jemba. Yeah.
Not distressed eaten mess. What is the... You know, when... Hey, come on, you used to work on... Deconstructed. Thank you, producer Emma. Deconstructed.
Deconstructed eaten mess.
Or that sort of situation. There was some berries. I think there was a bit of meringue, maybe a bit of shortbread, which isn't really eaten messy, but you know.
You take what you
can. You take what you can. It was very nice. It was a plate.
Very, very nice.
It was a lovely event. It was a lovely event.
Celebration. I bet it was.
I mean, awards are nice, aren't they? Because you're just sort of celebrating people doing really well.
Mm.
Yeah. It's nice to just go, oh, well done. That's nice.
Yeah. And it's quite short and sharp, isn't it, that one?
Oh, gotcha.
Mm.
Yeah.
The winner is blah, and then quick speech, and then coffee. And
bye-bye, everyone.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I had I was very busy. I was very busy doing bits and bobs and family stuff. This week, then, I had a preview on one of my last previews on Saturday night, where I tried the ending of the show for the first time, which felt quite exciting.
Yeah, really.
I think it's going to work. I'm not going to say what it is in case it doesn't work and I have to cut it, but I think it's working. And it was in Lindfield Hall, which is by Hayward's Heath. And it's a really charming place. Really beautiful.
Oh,
really beautiful.
Hayward's Heath. How fabulous.
That's the first time anyone's ever said that, I think. But Lindfield was really charming. Oh. And it was an old village hall. And I quite like an old village hall.
Yeah, I do. I love it.
I would kind of sooner a village hall to like a dingy, like, you know, like a
pub.
Yeah. Or like somewhere that was, you know, like more of a music venue.
For sure. We often perform in places that are basically music venues that they've got a spare night.
Yeah. Like the Slade Rooms. And
oh, yeah. It's very much a music venue. Yes.
Well, Slade.
Of course.
Owned by Mr. Slade.
Nothing to do with the Slade School of Art, it turned out.
No, which was disappointing because we were hoping to pick up a print, weren't we?
Very disappointing gift shop in that regard.
But yeah, I think that I'm far more suited to somewhere that might occasionally host a WI.
It's very much our scene, I'd say, Suze, that.
Than somewhere that hosts sort of occasional thrash metal.
I would say the same. And I think as well, it's testament to the lovely communities up and down the country that we have, that have these spaces. I think community spaces are very powerful. Yeah, I've said it.
Do you know, I really agree. I've never really thought of that, but I really agree, Tom. I really agree.
They bring people together, don't they?
And they do.
Different things happen there, and it's just lovely.
It's very nice. It's very nice. You know how I love a sense of community.
Yeah.
You're very into your community and cheers, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. I mean...
No, you're out and about, you're judging dog show.
Well, the vicar's asked me to contribute something for the fundraising auction for the new village hall.
Oh, there's going to be a new one built?
A new one built, yeah.
Oh, no, that is exciting.
That is exciting for everybody. I mean, I like the old one, but apparently it's not quite what they want. So,
they're not meeting the building regulations.
I think it's meeting the building regulations.
Sure. I didn't know if it was sort of a similar situation to Nanata's house.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, there are some errant nuns who've been living there for about 100 years trying to deliver babies.
You said the priest was involved. I thought, have you seen any midwives? Should we be across?
Midwife bullings. No, no midwives, so to speak. But I think the parish office is there and there is the glang and the lovely village hall is there. But it's sort of a T shape. So it's sort of there's a garden at the back, which is nice. But of course, that does become slightly underused because it's at the back, I think is the situation there. So I think they would like to kind of restructure it slightly. That's what I understand.
What are you going to donate? That's my big question.
Well, talking of the Booker Prize, I was going to donate a signed copy of my book, which doesn't feel like it'll go for very much.
Oh, I think that's nice.
I mean, considering I was coming out the pub the other day and someone asked me for a video, and I just said, yes, I'll do it. I don't remember what I said. And so I don't, so, you know, I don't think it's that thrilling, but hopefully it'll contribute.
I think it'd be lovely. It'd be lovely.
Something, isn't it? Something.
Tom, do you know what we need to talk about?
What's it?
I went to see Titanic.
So you'd not seen it, which I couldn't believe.
Titanic, for listeners that don't know, is, I mean, it's a musical that's on in the West End. It is utterly brilliant. It's the story of Titanic from the perspective of Celine Dion. I was blown away.
You were, weren't you? On a sailing ship.
I was absolutely blown away.
Blown away on a lifeboat.
I thought it was so good. Mm. And you know, when so many people had told us, like, oh, it's great, that I thought, I don't know if this is going to live up to it. Because you know what it's like? Sometimes that slightly ruins it, doesn't it? If you've heard, oh, it's phenomenal. Oh, it's... I remember that in Edinburgh sometimes. You know, people would... You know, when one of those comedians were having, like, a moment and people go, you've got to see them. They're winning all the prizes. And you'd go to see it and be like, I don't get this. I just don't understand. I've noticed you're being very mindful and demure and just humming your responses, but come on. And... We've all been there.
As someone who never had a moment there.
Tom. You and me both, baby. I am thinking of a really specific comedian who I will not say, but I will tell you afterwards. But I remember people saying, you've got to go and see his show. And then I went...
That narrows it down.
And then I was like, oh, this is a load of up. This just isn't for me. I mean, I'm not saying... I mean, other people can like it.
Now the listener's going to be... Guessing away.
Anyway, Titanic. So I wondered, not that I thought I wouldn't like it, but I thought, I wonder if people have hyped this up too much for me.
Yeah, sure.
The hype was not enough.
It's so funny. Tremendous.
It's so topical. Like, there's so many gags that you're like, oh, that must have been written in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. And it's like one thing after another, isn't it? It's just like joy.
And that's bits where they improvise.
Yeah, so fun. And then the singing, I think, is so tremendous. But it's sort of, you forget how talented, not you forget, but like, it's... I'm laughing so much. And like, these people are so talented and they're funny and able to sing like that.
I think that's what makes the show so brilliant, that it is so ridiculous and so silly. And the script is just, you know, totally off the wall. That if they couldn't sing, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that they're so good and some of the singing is so earnest.
And they're so committed to it, yeah.
Yeah, like they, I mean, talk about committing to a gag. I mean, so funny. So funny. Loved it.
Oh, Suze, that's a great show to go and see.
Yeah, and you know, we had the understudy.
Oh, yes, you said.
The understudy.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. I think her name was Kaylee Capaldi.
Okay.
And...
Wonderful.
And you know, when we arrived, we saw... Because the girl that has... been playing Celine.
Lauren Drew.
She's been getting... I mean, everyone's like, this girl is incredible. She's getting rave reviews. So I was quite excited to see her. And then when we arrived, we saw there was a sign up that said tonight the part of Celine Dion will be played by Kaylee Capaldi. And do you know what? She was phenomenal. I can't imagine someone being better. Initially, I thought, oh, that's a bit of a shame that we've got the understudy. But you know, it's such a good reminder, isn't it? They're like, gosh, to be an understudy in something.
So much talent.
Bloody incredible. She was... I mean... I can't envision a world in which the performance would have been better. She was just so good. Her voice was amazing, her comic timing.
I hope Lauren's not listening, but yeah.
First of all, I haven't seen Lauren and I heard she's phenomenal. And also, Lauren, if you are listening, I know you've got 2 weeks left. I'm very happy to come again. But what I'm saying is that the understudy was just as good.
Sometimes
you arrive and you go, oh, they've got, it's an understudy. And then in fact, it's brilliant.
Yeah, yes, of course. Or the gag that they do quite frequently at the Palladium pantomime, where they do an announcement where they say, unfortunately, in this evening's performance, Nigel Havers will be performing.
That's good.
Very funny. But yeah, I think the idea of being an understudy where you have to sort of gear yourself up for it, right, you know, every night, because you don't know.
Oh, no, I know.
It's sort of like it feels to me like it could be like a fever dream, like an anxiety dream, to have,
like,
you know,
are you ready? You're not ready? Are you going? Ready? You're going on? Like,
you've got to go on stage. What do you mean you don't know the part? You should know it. We've been telling you to learn it.
I think the understudies do know the part.
I know.
I don't think you need to worry about that so much.
Yes, I know. No, I'm so glad you went to see it. Were there lots of nice gays around you?
Oh, Tom, it was absolutely teeming with them.
Teeming. There's an expression we don't use enough. Yeah.
Teeming with gays.
Oh, goodness.
Teeming with homosexuals and their female chatty friends.
Oh, I bet they were.
And then a smattering of, you know, our straight pals who just have a good sense of humour.
Yeah, of course. They're there.
Of course. Mm.
And it's nice. It's an hour and a half straight through. People get quite excitable. Yeah.
Love all that.
Mm.
Straight through. Because Alice said to me, she went, oh, I wonder if we'll get uncomfortable in the seats for an hour and a half. Like, you know, not getting up and having a little walk around. We've got sore back sometimes. Mm. And it went so quickly. She said, I didn't want it to end. I said,
oh, that's how it is, isn't it? Mm. Mm. Wonderful.
I've just remembered.
Oh, yes, Suze.
That someone got in touch last week.
Oh, yes, they did.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Suze.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, Susie and Tom. Long-time listener, first-time emailer of the pod. Please, could you wish our very talented, charismatic, beautiful son, Will, a very happy 30th birthday for Wednesday, the 28th of May. A fellow Gemini, Tom, he's currently working in and around Japan as the lead male singer, performer aboard Bellissima, the MSC cruise ship, and he would be thrilled to hear from you both. Oh, Will. Now that's hard work, working on a cruise ship.
Oh, yeah. That is hard work.
Oh. We love and miss him so much.
Though, I bet. Hmm? I hope he's having fun. I think Will's having fun.
I hope Will's having fun. He's a Gemini. He's got his 30th on board a cruise ship. He's going to have a great night.
I think he's going to have a good one.
The message continues. We love and miss him so much. Oh, that sounds very nice. Very nice parents. And hope the montage, comprising of videos and photos from all of his family and friends, make his special milestone birthday one to remember. We'd also like to express our gratitude and enormous thanks to Duncan, Will's like-minded friend and ours, for taking the time and effort to compile the montage. Also, also, I must mention to Tom that we lived at the old coach house in Hawkwood Lane over 30 years ago. And our nephews attended Cooper's. We now live in Tunbridge Wells. Bye. We love you and your pod. Bye, 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 bye. Love Mum, Kavita, Dad, Barry, Ed, brother, and Karen, the cat.
Oh, I love that cat called Karen. That's really funny stuff.
That is lovely. The old coach house is, it's at the end. I know. Near where June lives.
Oh, June.
Is that right? Is that right, Mum, Kavita, Dad, Barry, Ed, brother? Oh, I see. I thought there were six people. There's actually three people. Mum, Kavita, Dad, Barry, Ed.
Oh.
And then brother Ed and Kat, Karen. Oh, I see.
Does make more sense.
Makes much more sense, doesn't it? I wonder who the nephews were who went to... There's no surname there, so I don't know if there's... I don't know what the family was. Would I have known the nephews?
Well, the big thing is happy birthday, Will.
That's true. Sorry, not a trip down memory lane for me. But the happy birthday, Will, to be in Japan. How exciting.
Fabulous. Right, we've got one here. Hello, Susie and Tom. I wanted to let you know your podcast has been really positive to listen to as I've been having chronic migraines. Oh, how awful. And I'm not able to watch things or read as often. During an eye appointment, I couldn't see well due to my eye drops, and your podcast through my headphones was a great distraction. I really enjoy your podcast and the way that you cover multiple topics alongside the minutiae of life. I think we've really minutiaed today.
I think minutiae is very much our vibe. Yeah.
Susie, I'm aiming to come to the boat show that you're doing with Sarah Pascoe in June. So hopefully see you there. Gemma, be sure to say hello. And thanks so much. Love, Gemma. Do say hello.
Oh, do, Gemma.
That's the boat, the open air theatre in Brighton.
Oh.
Not on a boat, not like our friend Will in Japan, but Brighton open air theatre boat. Mm. It's lovely if you've not been. There's lots of stuff there. If people haven't been, it's near Dyke Road Park. Plang. And they do kids stuff, they do theatre, they do comedy, and it's a lovely day out. There, you heard.
Well, that's lovely. Well, that's very nice. Very nice that they're going to be coming along. How thrilling.
Yes, that is lovely.
It's an open air sort of fun gig, isn't it, across the summer months?
Yes, it is. Fabulous. Now, Tom.
Yes, sir.
I feel like we should end with our friend from America, Stanley, has been back in touch.
Oh, good.
About Zucchetto.
Yes. I do remember this. Yes.
Now, would you like me to read or would you like to?
Let me get it.
I think you should. It's the one called Zucchetto.
Hello, my like-minded friends. I was caught off guard when you read my email. I was editing photos and listening to your podcast when I heard the word Zucchetto. I started laughing. And guess what? When I was watching the coverage of the installation of Pope Leo XIV, they mentioned that it's called a Zucchetto because it looks like the top of a squash / pumpkin. Who knew? Well, we do now. Susie would make a great detective, brackets, forget about nursing, by wondering how I would know the word for such an article of clothing. I confess, I love all things Italian and studied the language for one semester in secondary school and I was hooked. Years later, I was in Rome, Italy, on an architectural tour.
Bang.
Bang. I mean, and also, what a lovely way for a gay to spend a holiday.
Oh, I was about to say, what a lovely way to come out.
What a lovely way to come out.
I don't actually know whether Stanley has come out, but...
We're making assumptions.
We're making assumptions.
We're making assumptions. Okay, Stanley, you can...
Deal with it.
You can write to us about that. And I've been a huge fan of Italy. I've been many a time. Okay, here's the story. I used to be a Catholic priest.
Oh, now that is a handbrake turn that I wasn't expecting, but I am here for.
Stanley, I like hearing this. Okay, I like hearing the story, but it was clear from the outset that it wasn't the calling for me. You know, being, inverted commas, like-minded and all, we were right to make that assumption.
Sure.
The thing with assumptions is we're usually correct.
Right, yeah.
joking. So my life took another radical turn, and I'm a better human being for it. Or a better human for it. As for the breaking breakfast comment, that was a typo. I meant to write brekkie, but somehow my computer didn't flag the error. I'm an Anglophile and have been ever since 1968 when I started reading Agatha Christie novels.
Oh, I feel like we would get on so well with Stanley.
I feel like I might have met Stanley. And after my first trip to London in 2015, the condition improved. I'm in love with all things British, and now my DNA tests say I'm 59% British. Brackets, please don't tell my Irish ancestors, lol. But D.I. Ruffle sniffed out the other clue. And yes, I love an omelette with chives. We see when we assume we're correct. My absolute favorite breakfast with a decaf latte. Decaf? Why, Stanley? Keep up the good work. And if you're ever in need of a foreign correspondent, I'm your queer. I go to NYC from time to time. I love it there also. There used to be a store that sold British goods and treats. I guess that's my next quest. But happily, most things are available online. Thanks always for your wonderful podcast. You always make me gayer than normal, as if that's possible. My family cringes at times and I don't give a flying flip. I'm no peeping Thomas, so I won't see you through the window, but always see you through the airwaves. Big hugs and air kisses. Stanley Hatzel. Stanley, with your name written in bold at the end, a lovely flourish. Stanley, what a charming missive to receive.
Yes, that was. Oh, I love the term missive.
Lovely epistle.
Don't say that. It's not that kind of show. Don't make assumptions.
Don't make assumptions. I've told you already.
About Stanley's epistle.
But Stanley, we are thrilled to hear from you. And we're always thrilled to hear from our international listeners, who are numerous.
Oh,
Well,
yeah, seven now, I think. No, but Stanley, I was absolutely thrilled to receive your message.
Absolutely love that.
Love a bit of back and forth. Maybe like a feature. You know how we've never had a feature?
We've just had a format.
Might have been our first feature.
International correspondence.
Please, if you're an international correspondent, do get in touch. Tell us what you're up to.
We would love to queer from you.
Oh, yes.
Sort of based on what Stanley said. But
yes, you can title it Wish You Were Queer.
Wish You Were Queer.
Tell us about where you live.
And for any of our non-UK listeners, Wish You Were Here is a very successful holiday program presented by the incredible Judith Chalmers. So,
yes. She would go on holiday and tell you what a lovely time she was having whilst you were sat at your home for me in Portsmouth.
For me in Bromley, usually a Tuesday night, I seem to remember.
What a gig,
what a life. Mm. Still lots of fun, by all accounts.
Yeah, I mean, what would you think you would do? You'd go there a day early. Mm. There'd be people there that had done the recce.
We were once on a Britannia Airways delayed flight going to Gran Canaria when I was seven or eight, and Judith wasn't on the plane, but the other guy, John, who lived in Beckenham, John, someone will know, lived in Shortlands, forgotten his name. Anyway, my mum said hello to him on the terminal bus. But
Hello, John.
Oh, a bit late, isn't it? But I think it was hard work. That's what I'll say.
Listen, I'm not saying it's not. They worked hard for their money.
They did.
But I bet it's hard work with a beach and a glass of wine at the end.
It's nice to be somewhere nice, isn't it?
It's nice work if you can get it.
I'll say it. But a very lovely time of programming when that was the sort of thing people would like to watch. I suppose they do now in A Place in the Sun. I don't think that's the version there.
Yeah, but Place in the Sun is just people pretending they're going to buy holiday homes.
And I don't mind that.
I don't mind it. Mm-hmm. I don't mind it.
I don't mind that. And I didn't mind El Dorado, which I hear is being repeated right now.
Oh, really? What is El Dorado?
It was like supposed to be the new EastEnders, but unfortunately it was about Brits moving to Spain, living on a complex, which was sort of like where we'd been on holiday and was obviously very much spoke to me. Javier in Spain.
Of course. And it would be the kind of place that might do a rotisserie chicken.
You know there'd be rotisseries everywhere you looked.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the rotisserie flopped. And that was the end of El Dorado. But often it's referred to as one of the many... flopped musicals, flopped musical, flopped shows of our time. Yeah.
Tom, we should go. I've got three children downstairs and I've promised to take them to the fair.
Oh my goodness. Well, have a lovely time at the fair.
They are all related to me. I don't have three children.
I was going to say, well, what's happened?
My cousin Sophie's here with her girls.
Oh, well, say
you
hi.
You know, Sophie. Oh, we're going to take the kids down the fair.
Oh, that's great.
Because it's half term.
Oh, well, thanks for making time for sharing this moment with
Tom.
Me and with our like-minded friends.
I have endless time for you. All right, bye.
She's got to go. All right, well, have a lovely day. And we'll if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
I'll be outside your window tonight. And just as you sleep.
Keeping Susan.
Keeping you nice and safe.
It's cozy, safe and warm.
I'll leave some sticks in the garden.
Please do. I'll know.
Oh, yes. Cozy, safe and warm.
My brother's favorite.
James said that.
He doesn't say it so much now. He's...
No, well, he's a man. He's yeah. No. He's grown up.
He's a father.
I wonder if he'll say it to the little one.
Well, it would be
adorable.
It would be adorable. Alfie says it to me, so I think it's a matter of time.
Oh, that's really cute. Okay, well, listen, if I don't see you through the wind, I'll see you through the week. And all of our listeners, do keep cozy, safe and warm.
Do keep cozy, safe and warm, everybody, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right. Lots of love. Bye, bye,
bye. Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.